Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying seven miracles of Christ, the signs of power in John's Gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 9, verses 1 to 11. Jesus is the dispeller of darkness. Look at John chapter 9. Let's read those 11 verses, beginning with verse 1. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore, the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, Is not this he who sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He's like him. And that he said, I am he. Therefore they said to him, How were your eyes opened? He answered and said, A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and I receive sight. Of all the handicaps that afflict mankind, blindness is considered one of the saddest. Yet, there is something much worse than physical blindness, and that's spiritual blindness. Jesus came to earth for the express purpose of opening the eyes of the blind and bringing light to the darkness of men. Just consider this man's journey from darkness to light. First, the blind man's night. John chapter 9, verse 1. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. In a very real sense, this was a man in the darkness of physical night. This was his condition from birth. He had never seen the light of day. It is a picture of the fact that our spiritual night, by sin nature, that it's just a fact of our spiritual night by sin, by our sin nature. No matter how beautiful or handsome you may be, no matter how intellectual you are or how charming, you were born into spiritual darkness. It was a condition of tragedy. The disciple only glanced and judgmentally remarked that his condition was due to someone's sin. Jesus saw him spiritually blind. It was a condition of poverty. Is not this he who sat and begged? Yet, it is the spiritually blind who miss much of what God has made available. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man, the lost man, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. Because lost people are blind to the things of the Spirit, they simply dismiss the joys of the Christian life as foolishness, not even realizing what they're missing. Second, look at the blind man's sight. We saw his night, now let's see his sight. Verse 8, therefore the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, Is this not he who sat and begged? In verse 25 of our chapter, the man said, Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. It was a miracle, and miracles can't be explained. The unbelieving religious leaders wouldn't accept it. The man knew what happened to him. He knew who did it to him. But He left the how that it happened to Jesus. It was a divine operation. Jesus made clay and anointed his eyes. Do you see the symbolism? The Son of Man came, the Son of God came down from heaven and entered a human body, mixing himself with human clay. Jesus gave life to dead mankind. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. And it was a human application. So I went and washed and I received sight. He believed and he obeyed Jesus' command. If you want light in your spiritual darkness, you must accept the divine operation. Jesus operated on the problem of sin by dying at Calvary. You must receive the gift of eternal life by faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not only the divine surgeon, he is also the donor, becoming the substitute payment for sin with his life. And then third, the blind man's light. Verse 5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. There is no doubt the man heard, but didn't know what he meant. Then he experienced it, passing from darkness to light. Again, John chapter 9, verse 25. He answered and said, whether he's a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. Christianity is witnessed by testimony, not by argument. My life has been changed, and Jesus did it. Sadly, positive certainty often brings the worst out of enemies. But the man remained constant. Look at verses 12 and following. Then they said to him, where is he? He said, I don't know. They brought him who formerly was blind to the Pharisees. Now it was a Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight. And he said to them, he put clay on my eyes. I watched and I see. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was a division among them. They said to the blind man again, what do you say about him? Because he opened your eyes. And he said, he's a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him who had received his sight. And they asked, saying, is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? And his parents answered and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but by what means he now sees, we do not know. Or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He's of age, ask him. He will speak for himself. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, he's of age, ask him. So they again called the man who was blind and said to him, give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he's a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. Then they said to him, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I told you already, and you did not listen. Do you also want? Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, you are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses. As for this fellow, we don't know where he's from. This man answered and said to them, why, this is a marvelous thing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he's opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, But if anyone is a worshiper of God and does His will, He hears Him. Since the world began, it's been unheard of that anyone opened the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered and said to him, You were completely born in sins, and are you teaching us? And they cast him out. He turned the persecution and accusations of his enemies into an impressive witness to Jesus Christ. And then watch the witness of the light of Christ grow brighter and brighter with the healed man. It says, a man called Jesus. He is a prophet. This man from God. And then finally, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Look at verses 35 down to verse 41. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said to him, Do you believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. And then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind. Then some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said to him, Are we blind also? And Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, We see. Therefore, your sin remains. What if you refuse to acknowledge your spiritual blindness? Well, verse 41 makes it clear that your sin remains. You think about that. You do some business with God, and you have a great day.